Then arose King David, the psalmist, the muse's welcome guest and loyal servant. He quickly tuned his harp and, needing no rehearsal, demonstrated his brilliance and ability to teach by holding his psalter and singing this speech. In tearful song, each noble soul must chant the psalms and study well to lament this honored treasurer, whom death today has carried to her side, for there is nothing else that can be done. The edict is drawn up before our time, and when the hour is come, the lamentable parting must take place in tearful song. God will have many tasks for him who in his lifetime gave himself to the practice of devout and delectable music in order to be spared the dread abyss. God will not repudiate him for this in tearful song. Then the harmonious Orpheus, calm of heart and loyal in desire, took up his harp without formality. To augment the mourning and urge us to increase our grief, he sang this dirge. Musicians all lament, let anguished mourning entertain your souls, and be surrendered all to sadness when you see him laid in earth who knew the art of making music sing. Torment your hearts with wretchedness, augment your sorrows with regret, for today you lose the flower of your friends, musicians all. Occupy yourselves no more with joyful songs, experiment instead with griefs, so people careless of all pleasures, sad, perplexed, sluggish, and still sleeping, will dedicate themselves to plaints and weeping, musicians all.